Hey there, listeners. Welcome to Simple Sustainable Home. I am Rachel McKinnon, the blogger behind the sustainable living blog Milk Glass Home. My focus is all about making sustainable living easy and beautiful. We're going to slow down and learn about cooking from scratch, setting up a low-waste lifestyle, keeping a non-toxic home, and everything in between. I am so glad you are here with me. Ready to get started? Let's go. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited to be sharing this first podcast episode with you. As you can see with the title, it's called Cut the Wrap Already. We're going to take a little time today to talk about plastic wrap, where it comes from, the problems with disposing of it, and my favorite alternatives. I know though, like plastic wrap is the topic for the very first episode? Really? It's kind of boring. But honestly, sometimes the best or most important things are. In this situation, plastic wrap is a tiny product that we don't really give a lot of thought to, but they can have a really big impact. Let's go ahead and get started. People are sometimes a little bit surprised when I let them know that plastic wrap is something I have never purchased for my home. So when my husband and I bought our house in January 2020, right before everything went wild, we knew we didn't want to buy this product and have it in our home. It's something that we had learned how to live without before, and it just really made no sense to bring it into our home. And part of that was because we knew that if we didn't bring it in, we'd find ways to live without it. And now after 2 years of living without it, it's second nature. We don't miss it. We don't really think about it until somebody mentions it or maybe asks for it. And I will say that there's literally only one time that I ever wish I had plastic wrap, and I'm going to explain to you in a little bit exactly what that is and what we do instead. So let's go ahead and jump in. We're going to talk about the issues with plastic wrap, and then we're going to go into those alternatives for you, okay? Today's episode sponsor is Plantish Future. Personally, I love supporting this small Canadian business because they sell high-quality, reusable options that replace the plastic in your home. So, for example, they have wooden dish brushes that we love, bamboo soap dishes, they sell silicone bowl covers, dish block soap, stain sticks, and all kinds of things to help you buy and use less plastic. I found them on Instagram, and I've just been so impressed with the quality of the products that we have that I really recommend them to anybody. In the show notes, I am going to give you my link to them, and if you use code MILKGLASSHOME15 at Plantish Future, you'll get 15% off your order, okay? So the link to that is going to be in the show notes, which you can find at milkglasshome.com/podcast. Okay, so I know that if you're here listening to this podcast, chances are you're already sustainably minded, you're aware of some of the issues with plastic, you don't really need to have somebody harp on all of the details about what's so bad about it, but I was surprised to learn a few things about plastic wrap, and I think that those facts can help you in the moment when you are reaching for it to find an alternative. So let's just spend a little bit of time thinking about that. Basically, most plastic wrap is made from a compound called PVC. Some plastic wrap is now a different material, but most of it is PVC, and it was initially invented to help keep salt from accumulating on jets. I believe it was made by Dow Chemical, and I'm going to share some links in the show notes about how plastic is made and then the problems with disposing, so you can learn more about that in the show notes. But it became really popular as a way to cover food, store food, package food, and now we're used to seeing it everywhere. Plastic wrap does fit in with the category of plastic film, so a lot of grocery bags and those little plastic packages that things come in from Amazon, you know, the wrappers, those are also plastic films. So the issues that we have with plastic wrap are also going to apply to those things. Okay. The first thing to know is that it's really hard to properly recycle plastic wrap. I mean, only 9% of all plastics that are sent to the recycling facilities actually get recycled anyway. And plastic wrap is extra challenging to recycle because a lot of facilities don't want to take it. Because think about how plastic wrap works. You know, we call it cling film because it will stick to itself, which means it can get wrapped up in conveyor belts, it can get lodged into machinery, and it can really slow down the process of recycling. Plus, plastic wrap actually needs to be clean and totally dry before it can be recycled. And normally it's normally you can dispose of it in those boxes in grocery stores where you turn in plastic bags. So you normally need to find an alternative site to recycle it, and it needs to be clean and dry. Like, let's be honest here, plastic wrap is usually used to cover food. So plastic wrap usually has frosting on it or soup or whatever. And chances are you are not washing and drying it before you set it to the side to take to the store, right? Most people don't do that. So because of that, a lot of plastic wrap goes to the landfill, and there are some problems with sending it there. So the type of plastic wrap that's made from PVC, when it breaks down or is incinerated, it can release a compound called dioxin, which is a really persistent environmental toxin. So we don't want to have that go into our landfills and our waterways, into our ecosystems. And then just like many plastics, think about how lightweight plastic films and plastic wrap can be. It's really easy for those things to just fly off of the landfill and head to waterways and different animal habitats. In my post in the show notes, you're going to be able to find a link to learn about how plastic bags specifically are causing a huge problem in the sea turtle community, because the sea turtles think that the bags are jellyfish, and then they try to live with that in their body, and it can lead to long-term problems with their health as well as reducing their ability to reproduce. And then finally, you know, if the plastic wrap does break down, it's going to form microplastics, and microplastics are now being found in human blood, which means that in your body, there's a great chance that you already have little tiny microscopic pieces of plastic floating around through your bloodstream and into your organs. And we don't really know what the long-term impact of that is. So there's really a good reason to try to eliminate things that are going to create microplastics. And especially with the challenges of recycling plastic wrap or properly disposing of it, it's really something that we need to just stop using. All right, we did the heavy lifting. Now we can get into the fun part here. And I love that there are so many easy to use and accessible plastic wrap alternatives out there. So we can really find something that's going to work for you and your budget and your personality. So I can't wait to get into this. And before I do that, I just want to say that like the number one thing to do to avoid plastic wrap is to simply have containers. We used to have plastic Tupperware containers or Rubbermaid containers, and we upgraded to all glass ones. So we have Pyrex now, and we have those glass ones with the silicone sleeves that you get at Costco. And having containers like that cuts most of our use of plastic wrap. You know, if we are making food and we chop an onion and there's a little bit left over, it's going to go in a little 1-cup Pyrex container. If I'm making soup and I have leftovers, it's probably going to go in Pyrex, or I might pull out the mason jars because believe me, we have a lot and we use them constantly. But those two products are really simple ways to store all kinds of things. So I often will find myself just putting something in one of those glass containers instead of using even my plastic wrap alternatives. Okay. So definitely have some containers around. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be fancy. If you're still working with Rubbermaid or Tupperware or whatever, that's fine. You know, upgrade when you can, if you're able to, if that's something that you're concerned about. But just having a container is the first step. Then you get to talk about plastic wrap alternatives. So my very, very, very favorite one is the fabric bowl cover. So essentially, this is a piece of fabric that is cinched with elastic on the outside so that when you stretch it over a container, it just holds it tight. I have a bunch of these. I've purchased two different like groups of them, like two different three packs from different sellers. One was on Etsy, one was at a craft fair. I did buy one once that I did not like, and I'll explain to you what I didn't like about it so that you can avoid that in the future. But basically, you know, these are something you just pull them out of a drawer, stick it over your bowl or your container, and all of a sudden the item is covered. They're not typically waterproof, right? So if you need a seal to keep soup from sloshing out or whatever, this is not the alternative for you. For me, this is like, hey, I'm making a salad and I'm going to take it to go to a family party. I want to cover it. What can I do? I'm going to get a fabric bowl cover. Or maybe I'm making dough and I need to let it sit overnight. How am I going to cover it? Again, I'm just going to get the bowl cover. So it's really good for covering bowls. That's why they're fabric bowl covers. But we use bowls for so many things in the way that we cook and that we eat. So we use these pretty often. Okay, here are the two tips to have about fabric bowl covers. First of all, you want to find them in with a double layer. So you want to have a two-layer bowl cover, ideally with the bottom layer being some sort of waxed cloth, or it could even be plastic, but something to help keep moisture out or in. And the reason I say this is because I bought my bowl covers and I loved them and I wanted a larger one to fit my biggest bowl. So I went back to Etsy and I found this bowl cover that was beautiful and it was made from this organization that had a great cause and everything. And I went to go use it and I realized that the greens in my salad were wilting because it was letting the moisture out. It was not keeping the food fresh. And I was really disappointed with that because I thought, hey, I have this beautiful bowl cover, but it did not work nearly as well as the ones I had before that had that like wax cloth on the bottom. And so when I bought more, I made sure that they were double layer and they work just way better. I do have a bunch of them. So it is something that you can start with just a small three pack or whatever, but I think we're up to five or six of them now. We try to have them of all different sizes and they stretch. So you can often find, you know, even a big one is going to fit on a medium sized bowl. It's just going to look all bunched up because of the elastic, but it's important to have something to cover every bowl that you have. And we don't use every bowl all at once, of course, but you want to have a range of sizes. Okay. So you want a double layer. The other tip that I have is buy cute ones. If they're cute and you like them, you're going to use them. I have some that they just kind of have this like vintage feel. There's just something about the pattern and the color that is really evocative for me. And I love to have them out. Like I'll make dough in an old milk glass bowl and put these sweet little bowl covers on top. And I'm as happy as can be because something about that just makes me feel like, I love my kitchen. I love my home. I love my lifestyle. Like this just works for me. It brings me joy. It brings me pleasure. So I absolutely recommend buying some that you think look nice, because if it's going to bring you joy and you're going to want to use it, then all of a sudden you don't care about not using plastic wrap because you are just happy to be using something that you love. If you have been trying to live more sustainably, but you feel like you could use a little help, I really want to recommend my email newsletter. You'll get access immediately to my free resource library, and you'll also get my regular updates with all of my recipes, tips, and guides. In my free resource library, you'll first find my printable ebook, A Well-Stocked Pantry, and that's where I break down how I shop for food, keep it fresh, and cook from scratch with ease. This also includes my super popular free pantry staples list and weekly meal planner. In addition to that, you'll get my 30-day sustainability challenge. This is a great way to push yourself out of your comfort zone and try a new strategy each day. You can see all of these free resources and more in just moments when you subscribe. Check the link in the show notes to get started today. All right, so for the sake of brevity here, I want to just talk about two more plastic wrap alternatives. I know that I spent a long time talking about fabric bowl covers. I kind of wish I could make them and sell them because obviously I'm passionate about them and they are my favorite plastic wrap alternative out there. But a lot of you probably have this next one in your home already. And if you don't, you might want to find some or make some. And I'm talking about beeswax wraps, or you can also get beeswax free ones made with, I believe, soy wax if you are vegan or you don't use beeswax. And basically, this is just a cloth, usually cotton or linen, that is saturated with some type of wax. And once it is cool, it's going to harden, and you can just mold this wrap around anything. And you might be thinking like, I'm not sure how this is going to really give me a good closure or good covering on something. But the trick is to scrunch up that fabric in your hands a few times before you use it, because the warmth from your hands is going to make it soft and pliable. So if you do this properly, if you've got good beeswax wraps, you can actually cover a glass of water, tip it over, and have no water come out. This is a really great alternative. And the thing that I like about the beeswax wraps that I made is I didn't want to buy any. I just had fabric and I had beeswax. So I made some, and I made them in all different sizes. So I have a big, huge one that I can use for covering bread. I have little tiny ones that are perfect for tiny blocks of cheese. You can even fold sheets of beeswax wrap into little pockets, make a little pouch that you travel with. Those are really cute. So beeswax wrap is just, it's so versatile. It's a really nice alternative. You can make wraps for sandwiches. You can cover things in the fridge. You know, it's a breathable, moldable packaging. So I really enjoy these, and I definitely recommend testing them out if you have not yet. The last alternative, and the one that I'm like, I might need to try some of these, is silicone lids. And I'm wondering if anybody's tried this, because I'm very tempted to get them for one specific purpose, and I'll talk about that in just a moment here. But basically, this is just a small piece of silicone that is molded to fit either a rectangular or round container. And you just stretch it over the container and hold, and it will hold itself closed on top. So it's just a stretchable cover that you can put on top. Because these are silicone, you know, they're totally waterproof, especially if you have, especially if you pulled it kind of tight and you have a good cinch, it can be really handy. And the prices for these are a little cheaper than you would probably expect. So Plantish Future sells a 6-pack for $14. And seeing as one large stasher bag costs like $25 to $30, this is a pretty affordable option for something that's this versatile. So if you were covering a bowl of soup, or you were trying to cover a plate of leftovers, this might be a good option for you. For me, I don't normally have a bowl of soup to cover, because we just put leftovers into Pyrex or glass containers or mason jars. But that is exactly why I want to talk to you about these lids, because if you are a Pyrex user like we are, what is up with those terrible lids? And I know that Pyrex sells different types of lids, but the ones that come standard with their food storage containers are awful. I wish that I knew this before I bought multiple sets so that I could have the same size containers for all of my meal prepping. Like, the lids are just a piece of plastic, so they are not waterproof, they do not seal, and they crack almost all of mine have cracked. And yes, I did make the mistake of microwaving with them at times before I figured that out. And you can replace them, but they're like $3 or something each, and then they're going to not be waterproof and not seal. So what I was reading in a zero waste group that I'm in is that some people buy silicone lids that are made specifically to fit their Pyrex containers, and they use those instead. So they're going to last like forever. They're going to be waterproof, and they're going to be a product that you could use on not just Pyrex. You could use it on something else. And a lot of silicone can be frozen or even microwaved. So you have to be careful microwaving like on top of a Pyrex container with silicone. Like, I'm not sure if that's the ideal use, but it really feels like that could be a switch that makes my Pyrex containers more useful so that I can really continue using them. Otherwise, I don't know. It's fine for putting things, you know, chopped up vegetables or whatever that are going to go straight in my fridge and not travel. But for packing leftovers to take to work or anything, I am really pretty tired of my Pyrex options. So if you have any other tips about making Pyrex work, or if you've tried the silicone lid trick, let me know. I really want to know if this is a better option. If it is, I'm going to save up to try to replace my lids with these silicone lids. But I haven't ever really found a listing for like 10 of the same exact size. So it might take some time and it might be kind of expensive. But if you have tips, please tell me. I need them. At this point, you might be like, I hear you, Rachel. I see and understand that plastic wrap is not great and we should replace it. But like, what would I do when I need to blank? Okay, so I want to think through some of those areas that people commonly use plastic wrap and share an alternative option. One place that people sometimes use it is when they are microwaving to avoid splatter. And I will definitely say that you don't want to have plastic wrap on your food when you're heating it. Remember what I said earlier about the PVC and the dioxin? The things that the plastic can leach out when it's on your food are not things that you want in your body. Instead of coating food in plastic wrap before microwaving, you could leave it uncovered and just clean the microwave. You could cover it with a plate, or you could even buy one of those plastic microwave bowl covers that you put over a plate to keep the splatters in. You might even be able to find that at a secondhand store to make it a bit more sustainable. Okay, so that's one option. One of the places that we struggled with for a little bit was when we were making dough or pastry, because we love to bake. And often, you know, if you're making a pie crust, you're supposed to wrap up the crust and let it sit in the fridge for like 30 minutes or more. Instead of doing that, we will use a piece of parchment paper, or sometimes we will wrap it in a damp cloth, like a damp tea towel, and put it in the fridge. Or we will even place it just directly in, again, a Pyrex bowl to put in the fridge to keep it covered. So those are really easy plastic wrap free options to cover or wrap pasta dough or pie crust. So you really don't have to have plastic wrap for those options. At the beginning of this episode, I mentioned that there is one time that I sometimes wish I had plastic wrap. Clearly, it's not when I'm baking or cooking, because I have so many alternatives that I can use and that I obviously love a lot. But there is one time that I have that moment of like, oh man, I wish I had something for this specific use. And that is for transporting leftovers home with people. So when we have family over for a dinner or a party or whatever, and I want to send them home with food, I don't normally have disposable plates. I don't really have disposable baggies. I don't have plastic wrap. So then how am I going to have them take this extra food home, you know, the piece of cake or whatever, without sending them with my own precious Pyrex that I love? We've found a couple workarounds for this. I mean, one thing you can do that we haven't tried yet is to just ask people to bring a leftover container, you know, bring something that you want to take home some leftovers in. So bring your own reusable container. Something I probably should try. So if my family's listening, hey, next time you come over, can you bring your own container so that you can carry home some leftovers without plastic? Thank you very much. We do find, though, that we often have some sort of plastic container in our cupboards that we can reuse. So, and often I think it comes from going to family parties. So somebody will send us home with leftovers and some sort of inexpensive plastic container. We will wash and save that. And then when somebody comes over, we reuse that. So you could look in your recycling bin. You could see if you have any yogurt containers or packaging from takeout meals, whatever. You know, you probably have some sort of plastic packaging in your recycling bin or that you might have on hand that you could repurpose for this use. You could always save glass containers too, but I don't know, an old pasta sauce jar just doesn't seem as handy as some sort of wide flat container that could take salad or a plate, a piece of cake or something. So, yeah, one thing is to ask people to bring their own container. Another thing is to look for or reuse containers that you already have on hand. You can also try to wrap something up that's dry in a piece of tin foil, but that's a whole nother episode talking about tin foil. So those are really the only moments that I wish I had plastic wrap. And you know, I've considered even going to a secondhand store and just grabbing a tub of leftover plastic containers to have on hand for this purpose. But I think asking people to bring their own is going to be a really good solution. So knowing that most of my listeners are probably my family, I think that could be a good alternative. If you have a specific plastic wrap issue or situation that you're wondering how to work around, I would love it if you would go to my podcast site and fill out the contact form to let me know. So if I have enough people who tell me, you know, what can I do instead of using plastic in this situation and that situation, I will totally do a follow-up episode or a blog post to help you know what you can do while still avoiding the plastic wrap. So again, to go to the podcast page, just go to milkglasshome.com/podcast. Who knew that there was this much to discuss about plastic wrap? And honestly, we could talk about it more. But hey, you know what? I think we've done our due diligence today. So I wanted to give you some heads up about resources to help you on your journey here and what to expect for the next episode. So if you would like to see the show notes, please head to milkglasshome.com/podcast, and you'll see a link to our episode 1 show notes. In there, I'm going to link to my post about plastic wrap and finding an alternative for you. And I'm going to share some links about products that I would personally buy myself if I was buying fabric bowl wraps for the first time. Unfortunately, the people that I purchased from before are no longer selling, but I looked through Etsy and found ones that I would purchase myself if I was buying them for the first time. So you're going to have all of those resources. And then also on that podcast page, you'll be able to reach out to me with a question that you would like me to answer or an issue you'd like me to investigate. And I would love to know if there's anybody out there that would be interested in being a podcast guest to discuss issues about sustainability. So if you have a green brand, or you have some other connection to the sustainable world and you want to dig into that with us here on the podcast, I would absolutely love to talk to you. Otherwise, I'll see you in a week. Bye-bye.